last time on Tales from Moxferry. Further interrogations of the captured Spaghetti Men revealed that they were working with the Beasts of the Night Alliance. Gerlach met with an old vampire friend in the Alliance and was offered a late-night meeting to learn more at a swanky party that evening. Then Nuek met with his vampire friend, Nux the Bugbear. As monster bros, they struck a deal of their own.
So, what is everyone wearing?
Well, I've got this sweater that I got from... Oh.
In-game.
Well, I got this sweater.
My wife bought me this shirt. It was a birthday present.
Nice.
It's got dice on it.
It's got dice on it.
Yeah. My GM made me this shirt.
That's right.
It was actually designed by Amber.
Yeah, see...
It's very nice.
Yeah. But didn't make it. Somebody else made it.
Amber designed this shirt. Josh acquired this shirt. I paid for this shirt.
Anyway, I'm wearing a black dress.
All right. Mm-hmm. And
you own a dress?
It's not really a dress so much as just scraps of clothing that I've draped over myself.
That seems better. The thought of Milana like going to a store and purchasing a
dress. I have though, because I went with Nuek one time and we got tuxedo. I don't have it anymore because it's been 20 years and it's gone. But I'm not gonna buy clothes.
Vintage.
And Brimstone's wearing
bright red suit, as I described before the break, with a black button up underneath and a bolo tie.
As per my previous email.
Yes. As per my previous email.
I am absolutely rocking the Minotaur tuxedo.
Mm-hmm. Was it baby blue?
Powder baby blue?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You look like the wedding singer.
Yes. It's hot.
Oh, God.
It's hot to somebody.
No, it's stereotypical to think that all the vampires will be wearing, like, gothic stuff. For all we know, they're wearing,
Can I have really pointy shoes on?
Sure.
Wait, I'm not Vez, sorry.
You could have really pointy shoes on.
Okay,
They're both facets of your personality. It's fine.
I need to have very, very pointy shoes.
I think Gerlach will make sure he has a loincloth on.
That's a strong plus for Gerlach.
Have you been naked this entire time?
You don't know.
I mean,
all he normally wears is the shadows.
I wear a cloak.
He does wear a cloak.
And so you put a loincloth on underneath your cloak?
Yes.
So just in case.
A picture over the top of the cloak.
No, yeah, it's up over
no,
top of the
No, it would ruin my flow.
I really love that we spent a lot of time on our carriages and what they're wearing.
It's very important.
It's super important.
What's Azrael wearing?
I don't think he respects vampires enough to really get super dressed up.
So, yet again,
PJs,
the
joggers.
Kanye West look.
No.
Joggers with Adidas.
Maybe like a black t-shirt to fit in a little bit.
Look, I'm goth.
It says that on the t-shirt.
It says looking goth, but in black lettering as well.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a black t-shirt with the black lettering that says, looking God.
We need to sell that shirt.
That's a good shirt.
Yeah, that's a pretty good shirt.
Fucking shirt.
Let's make that shirt and put it on our store.
Looking God.
Black t-shirt and khakis. Right.
Looking God. Here we go.
Gonna get that later.
What a stupid shirt. I love it.
So good. So is Gerlach really only wearing a loincloth?
And a cape?
And a cape.
Cloak.
And my cloak. Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting dressed up. I'm just wearing my normal stuff.
And a smile.
Yeah. Got a couple of pockets here and there.
Does Gerlach have all of his teeth?
God. Gerlach probably has extra teeth.
That he's put in there?
Yeah, well, he's done some mutilation.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, these are cool.
Oh, my God. His teeth is sticking straight out.
Oh, my God.
Are you trying to develop, like, a third row? So you're, like, really creepy when you peel back your mouth? Like, you have, like, another row of teeth up over the top? No. That's fucking horrifying. You should probably do it.
Well, I did mutilate my own tongue. Yeah. So, I don't know. Has he worked on the teeth yet? I don't know. He did get that new ability that he can do some quick-ass healing on himself. Mm-hmm. So you know, he could like you know, stick a whole nother jaw on or something. Like he's like,
wow,
it's terrifying.
It's terrifying. From a horror perspective, yes. It's pretty cool.
I mean, he has always been about body mutilation.
Anything
so.
With extra right. anything is too.
Welcome
much
to Cromwell Dentistry.
This is yes. where we find out the dad has 13 piercings we never knew about.
Well, that's fine. I still don't want to know about them.
Hey, yeah.
I'm not sure about them either.
Vampire teeth caps. Is what got... chat. So Gerlach has a verbal invitation.
Yeah, by a person whose name I don't know.
Yeah. Still fine.
The vampire in the hole.
You know, the vampire invited me.
I got a holy vampire friend. He lives in a hole.
Right. Who's taking the paper invitations?
I think that's those
I am.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
By those two, you mean Nuek and Azrael.
Yes.
Because I definitely need an actual invitation, I think.
Is that their names? Do they have names?
We all have names, Gerlach. We've been over this before.
You don't expect me to remember them, right?
No, I don't expect much.
Well, you won't be disappointed.
That's what I say.
Whoever you are.
Lower your expectations. Can't be disappointed.
So, I'm guessing Brimstone is just kind of walking like he owns the place.
Oh, yep. Well, not like he owns the place, right, he just walks in.
Right.
Yeah. Like then, he belongs.
Yeah.
Like he's always been there.
Who knows? They might like me.
I'm doing my veiled step, which is the invisible. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, don't mm-hmm. vampires hate fire, too?
Vampires hate a lot of things. But mostly themselves.
I'm just because I have fire in me doesn't mean
nothing. You're thinking of scarecrows.
Oh, I am. My bad. Yeah.
Not
too far different. There's not too far of a difference between Scarecrow and a vampire.
If there's no other things, I'm assuming you all go to the Messimware graveyard.
So sure. What is it again?
Oak Hill.
Oak Hill graveyard. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what it translates to.
Yes.
So you guys go there during the night, and it's a very, very big graveyard. It's near the embassy district.
Ooh. Question.
Yes.
The first. Is this party just in a graveyard?
Well, it's underneath the graveyard.
Okay.
It's
in a mausoleum.
Only the sickest parties
you have to go through mausoleum.
Graveyards.
Yes. I was going to get you to that point, yes.
Okay. Just asking.
What's the next question, the second?
Nothing. I'll wait. They'll pop up.
Okay.
Can't rush these questions.
No, I don't think vampires have...
But it's classical?
Or like dirgy, kind of like...
Yeah, it has to have some sort of beat to it, I think. Because these are like... It's been 20 years. Vampires.
They got the prodigy on blast.
No. Vampire culture does not evolve.
It does not.
When you've had the same boss for 300 years, the work culture does not change.
Exactly. Exactly.
Meaning the boss can change.
Well, I mean, it's just like
tonight.
You always look fondly on the music you really liked when you were a teenager,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, for the rest of your life,
polka music.
I mean.
It's just the problem with vampires.
There's a hurdy-gurdy in there somewhere, because there has to be a hurdy-gurdy.
The problem with the vampires is that when they were teenagers, it was a really long time ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it still sounds contemporary to them.
So it's a folk dirge.
I actually don't think they would have a hurdy-gurdy, because a hurdy-gurdy was always classified as like a poor man's instrument.
It did this. There was a lot of it going, yes, we love the hurdy-gurdy. No, it's a poor man's hurdy-thing.
Oh, wait, is the hurdy-gurdy a real instrument?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my bad. I totally thought that
was fake. It sounds like a droning, like...
I watched the Down the Rabbit Hole.
Yeah, so it always was. It had like a very weird... So it could be in fashion again.
Mm-hmm. So yes, you guys go to... There is a mausoleum, and you open up the door, and as you do, it's a super, super cold... So cold that I would need some.
Are there vampire bouncers?
Well, yeah.
Not yet.
Before we got there, I need a hardiness save.
Because it's so cold.
It's so cold.
I have to roll under or over. Oh, good. Over. So 16. I'm fine.
He's already dead.
Oh, I guess Newark doesn't have to.
God of Endurance doesn't. Yeah. Ain't cold.
Yeah.
Passed by four.
Partiness.
So I have had this thing, invulnerable defense against harm from vacuums, void conditions, and environmental hazards.
Yeah, you're fine.
And I made it by one.
Yes.
All right, everyone's fine. Yeah. Wow, amazing.
We don't give a fuck about the cold.
That's right, it's very cold.
You can still breathe, it's good.
I had cold resistance in D&D.
Let it go.
Oh my god.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
What is this song?
It is traditional Minotaur song.
Traditional Minotaur dirge.
There you go. So you guys go down the stairs, and you quickly come to two alcoves that are on the sides, and as you pass by, or as you're coming to these alcoves, you see there are two vampires standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
And they hold out their hands.
How do we notice them as vampires?
Their pale complexion gives them away. All the things you think a vampire looks like.
They're these, like very stereotypical.
Yes, very.
Okay.
What's a stereotypical vampire look like? The popped collar?
Yes.
Some sort of that.
Ascot.
Fangs.
Now, are these like Nosferatu vampires where they just have like the bald head thing going on and
at least
ghoulish
two,
eyes?
Yeah, these two probably are Nosferatu-esque since they're on the outside.
Okay.
Can't wait till we get to the Dark Shadows vampires.
I don't know what that is.
So, yes, they both hold out their hands.
I hold their hands.
Wow. Yes, their great. I love it.
Their hands are very cold.
Yeah, my hands are still a little slippery.
Tacky at this point.
Yeah. they look at you with a scowl. Invitation.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. No, I'm sure either Nux or Matilda will.
They're not with you. They just gave you the paper.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're not with you.
Oh, so well, they're not going to get fried. That's awesome.
Exactly.
You say that out loud.
Okay, where's Nux?
Nux didn't want to go anyhow. It works out well.
Yeah. Here's my invitation. Here you go. Oh.
What?
Sorry.
What? What's happening?
What's going on?
So, yes, you give them the paper, and they're like, they... motion you to go on.
Yeah.
So you and Astro go through. Milana, you're invisible. They just assume that Brimson is going on through.
I just like say hi.
Yeah. And one of them looks at you, Gerlach.
I don't think unless they're worthy foes.
Okay. I didn't know.
And even if they're worthy foes, only if I'm doing something to draw their attention.
I didn't know. Yeah. Then never mind. They don't do anything.
Stealth mode engaged.
Yeah. Stealth mode always engaged. Okay. Visibility mode is the weird part.
Yeah. Those two.
I will just slip past them.
What's up, Vlad?
I guess as you two are passing by then, I guess because all the rest don't really matter, one of them says, go first on your left.
First on the left.
Is there a fork?
So, yes, you do come to a four-way.
Mm-hmm. Four-way?
So you can go straight, left, or right.
Well, I imagine we're going to go left.
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, we could go the other ways. I mean, they didn't say not to go those ways.
Let's just go the way they told us to go.
Oh, God, Milana's here.
Let's listen to our vampire overlords. Okay, go to left.
Yeah, we should probably do what we're told all the time.
Do whatever you fucking want. I don't care.
I'm going to do what I'm told if it gets me to the party.
All right. I mean, you do look pretty fresh.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
You're looking pretty good, too.
Thanks, man.
Baby blue suits you.
I mean, you know, I'm like a... You're like a red mage, and I'm like a blue mage.
Hey!
Hey! You guys bing, can't cast boom. Magic for shit.
Watch me.
Every Monday.
Show me a magic.
All right.
Is it every Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday.
Aw.
Magic.
I can do magic. Watch me disappear. Done.
Nobody saw that.
We never saw
a disembodied voice said, watch me disappear.
Yeah.
The best kind of magic.
You gonna do some magic?
Yeah, I'll do some magic for you.
Hey, show me some magic.
I did it.
Where? What?
Did you even see it move?
What? What?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
All right.
So where do you guys go?
We're going to the left, I guess.
All right, you go to the left. And you, it's a long hallway. And as you approach, as you're going down the hallway, you start hearing this like drone. And as you get closer, it kind of becomes more audible. And it's like a string chorus, multi-part stringed band, you could say, that you start hearing. And you come to a very large, ornate door.
Is it locked?
No.
No guards?
No guards.
I'll open
What's it made of?
It is made of, I don't know, stone.
Garlic.
So it's just stone with like a lot of engravings and cool stuff, like
skulls and stuff.
Like vampires eating people.
Like an angel on the left door.
Pulling
a
person apart.
Yeah.
And then vampires drinking from above.
And then in the middle is the
from
vampires.
Below.
That's cool.
They're stuck in.
The sad limo. Part is vampires seem really cool until you get to know them.
Until you get to know them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like basically undead elves. They're all
that
Euro
is
trash.
A very, very, very good description of vampires.
Undead elves are even worse.
Mm-hmm. There might be some in here.
Of course there are.
Of course there are.
Kill
I mean,
sight.
Really, what's the upside to an elf to become a vampire? They already live to be like 800.
I mean,
even longer.
Yeah, but if you didn't get it done in 800 years, like, you ain't going to get it done in another 800.
Milana's like, I'm 600 years old.
you ain't going to make another two.
Whatever happened with us figuring out, finding out your name?
Nothing.
Yeah, at some point.
You never told us.
Oh, after the show?
I don't think you did.
Yeah, you said it on in Table Talk, but you did not say it in character.
No, I think she... Was it outside of Table?
No, I told you.
I think it was in
Table. I'll tell you guys after this show. Just don't forget that. Ask me.
Maybe you did tell us and we already forgot.
Probably. I know.
Stop talking about my name.
You have a name?
You're like...
Do other people have names?
What's your name?
I forget.
Matthias
Cromwell.
Matthias Cromwell.
So will we ever get to this party?
No.
The store.
The store.
We're delaying because we don't want
to. I pick the lock.
It's already unlocked.
I lock it.
So that I may unlock it.
You could lock it behind you.
I could.
Oh, you could.
That sounds like a really good plan, actually.
Actually, yeah.
But as I said, yeah, there's carvings. There's like death and living. And in the middle is a carving of a vampire. Stuck between two worlds. The idea. All that kind of iconography.
I feel angst.
One family.
So you open up the door, and in there is the stringed orchestra you can hear right away. Yeah, exactly. And there are just like
hundreds
of people paired up just in like doing
ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing, exactly.
Like, is there any like people on the outside, or is everybody dancing?
Not everyone. There's a whole bunch. And then you can see like this is not quite a club shaped, but it's like... It has a whole bunch of alcoves, as if you took the club and kind of repeated it a whole bunch of times in about a 270-degree circle.
Hundreds of people?
Yes, there's hundreds of people dancing. And in all these different alcoves, you can see people kind of lounging about. But each alcove has slightly different furniture. Some are, the very poofy velvet red. Some are, like, of a very iron that's... like really crudely forged. There's some that are of wood, and there's just a whole bunch of different ways you can pretty much interpret as different people's tastes of how they like to lounge and what is their preferred furniture to
gotcha,
do.
Gotcha. What does it smell like in here?
It smells like the gray. I don't know. What
iron?
Dirt?
Dirt, yeah.
And old clothes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dirt.
Grandma?
Grandma? Smells like mothballs.
Mothballs?
And grandma? Cigarette smoke.
Grandma? Grandma?
Smells like mothballs and tapioca.
Just like meemaw.
And of course, there is like chandeliers from the ceiling, like, to illuminate everything. And also, amongst all these alcoves, there's. You can always tell there's at least one person that's kind of perched above everyone else.
Are you like literally just like...
No, but like they're seated. They're seated higher.
Birds.
Higher.
My chair is tallest.
Exactly. So yes, there's definitely that one. That's like my chair is the tallest. Kind of.
Are they just vampires?
Are they lifeguards?
Are they toddlers?
No, they are all vampires.
Mama blood. Cheerios. Mama blood. Cheerios everywhere.
They are all vampires. That you are aware of. I guess you wanted to kind of scout
I've watched
around.
Interview with a Vampire. There's a child vampire.
Oh, for sure. There's definitely...
That's fucked up.
There is definitely, in one of these alcoves, a child in the highest seat. For sure.
Victorian vampire boy in the highest high chair.
He has a nice page boy cut.
The prince.
Yeah. Monsieur Dubois.
Okay.
And I'm the queen bee.
As you guys enter, there is definitely some butler-esque kind of people, and one of them approaches. I guess it's only
pretty
you two. Are there any peas and carrots as we enter?
Oh, you mean like people like whispering about us?
Yes.
Are you like glowing?
No, hopefully not.
That comes later.
Yeah, if you glow, let me know.
I'm not flamed on.
There's going to be a lot of
the whole situation will change drastically.
There's going to be a lot of saves.
It is actual sunlight.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said when that happens, the situation will drastically change. Until then, we're just going to play it as it is.
You're sitting in an empty room with a string quartet.
Just lots of piles of dust around. Mm-hmm. It's a very dusty room.
You can't really hear the peas and carrots, but you can all see, especially in those alcoves, there's people that kind of see lower. You can always tell, like, some are like leaning over and kind of whispering.
Is
like,
there only one entrance that we can see?
Only the one that you can see.
Are there vents?
Shafts?
Yes, there are shafts.
Yeah, because they can fly.
Exactly.
Turn into gas and all that.
Go out.
There are ways of going upwards, yes. but they are not big enough for a person to go through.
Okay. Big enough for a pixie?
Maybe.
What about a really scrawny person?
Maybe.
Good to know we have our ways out.
You can't really hear any of the piece and carries because of the court, yeah, the sure. string people.
Mm-hmm. Man, they are going to town. It's like...
Exactly.
Like it is a very like theatrical rendition of The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yes. Yes. Are people wearing masks
the
at all?
Devil went down
is this a masquerade
Georgia.
Ball?
They're not covering their faces.
Okay.
But they are definitely dressed up. Mm-hmm. You for could sure, say sure. to do ballroom dance.
Yeah, there's a lot like of me. Cleavage everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. For some yes, for
a
sure.
A lot of pale, cold
boom.
But all of them don't need to be boom, but if they want to, yes.
I mean,
I was led to believe the cool undead would be here. Is it just a bunch of friggin' vampires?
Who are you saying
oh,
that to?
Oh, yeah. Is there any mummies around?
No. Yeah, exactly.
There are no mummies right now.
Jeez. The worst.
I'm just talking
mummies
to myself.
Were the coolest.
So the butler approaches mm-hmm. you, Azrael. Yeah. Yes. Just rolled randomly between the two of you because mm-hmm. you both
well,
are.
I'm also the most sociable looking.
Somehow. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean...
I know.
Are there a lot of monstrous vampires?
There, like, that's a great question.
I guess it would depend on the family.
This is mostly human vampires?
They're mostly humanoid vampires.
Wow. What snobs.
Yeah. There is some
except
monstrous...
for poor George, the gelatinous cube vampire. Over in the corner.
Swabbling, full yeah. of blood now.
There are definitely some monstrous vampires, but there aren't a lot.
Gotcha.
Like 5%?
Like 7%.
He's just, he doesn't even have that greenish tint anymore. He's just,
right, he's just pale. Gray.
Yeah.
And
poor,
today,
poor,
oh,
poor
no, no,
Rex,
no, no.
the Tyrannosaurus vampire.
Today I watched a video. Today I watched a video of somebody poaching an ostrich egg.
Oh my God.
And the white was like the nastiest, yeah. gross, that's the gelatinous cube is yeah. nasty. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yes.
I've watched that video.
Yeah. You mean even after they cooked it, it was still nasty?
No.
Well, the poached part, it poached. It just took on a consistency that looked like snot.
Yeah.
The white of it did. The yolk was perfectly poached, mm-hmm. but and they tasted fine. It was just, it looked weird.
It just yeah. never like didn't weird. Like turn white and all that. Didn't
it turned white in some areas, yeah. but like other weird. Areas, it still
it
stayed.
Opaque.
It looks very ugh.
Yeah. So yeah, the butler approaches you, Azrael, and they're like, oh. Who are you here to see?
We don't know any of their names.
No.
Actually, I know I have the lines of rule.
Okay.
The gift.
Ooh.
I can spot the leader in any social situation.
Ooh.
Is it the
that one.
Leaders of the leaders? Or how does
please
it, how
let
does
it be the little boy.
Do you want the exact wording?
Sure, yeah.
You can spot the true leader in any group or social context. In addition, you may commit effort. A group of lesser... Yeah, that part doesn't...
Okay, so you could be pretty much the prince of princes.
The true leader.
Yeah, okay.
So...
You yeah. want to have a roll-off, Amber?
Yes.
D20.
I rolled a 1. Damn it.
Okay. That's not the boy. I rolled 14. It is. I would... let's go with... Yeah, we'll go with... Yeah, it's with your powers. There is a woman, like, dead center of all the alcoves directly way
sure.
across. She has jet black hair, you know, very pale complexion, just, like, a very stern look on her face. Like...
Mm. Is there any chance I've ever seen her before?
Catherine Zeta-Jones from Chicago. That's what I'm imagining.
No, you've not met her before.
Okay. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Good movie?
It's a good movie.
But yeah, that she is the
definite.
Prince of all the princes here.
Okay. Yeah, her.
See you.
Yeah. I'll just be like, that one.
What's her name?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Catherine Zeta. Whatever, I'll say it. What?
No, don't do that. I mean, you could make
can
her
I,
Zeta something.
Can I steal characters from magic?
Oh, don't do Liliana.
Marchesa.
No. Okay, that's fine.
Marchesa, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, now...
Marchesa Zeta.
Yeah, Marchesa Zeta.
Marchesa Zeta.
Sure, now she okay, sounds like a sci-fi character.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a...
I'm a space vampire!
I was just going to say a space
prince
vampire.
Why not?
The butler looks surprised, at the very least, even for, you know, what he is. And he's like, And may I ask who you are?
Yeah, I'm Saint Azrael.
Boom!
Okay, I need to roll some morale checks.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Saint Azrael,
the god of the sun. Thanks for inviting me, bitches.
I heard you guys really like enjoy the sun.
You all are pale. You all need some color.
Heard you have some vitamin D deficiency.
Woof.
As you say that, you're pretty close to the dance. Like, the dance is taking up a large swath of this.
I mean, I didn't shout it.
No, yeah, that's still fine.
Okay.
But there's two couples that are the closest to you. As soon as you say that, they look at you very frightened, and they walk out.
Okay, that's fine. They mean nothing to me.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
And they kind of, like, look at their, you could say, their princes at the alcoves, and, like, sorry, I gotta go kind of thing.
Mm. Look at the time.
Yeah.
It's almost sunrise.
And so, yeah, the butler takes you around all the dancing. I'm guessing you're going with him.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
And you come to Marquesa. She has, like, a stern look over, you know, looking over pretty much all of who she rules. And as you approach her, she doesn't even look at you. She continues looking over you and not even looking at Newick. And she's like, what do you want?
Oddly petulant, but I'll take it. Yeah, hi. We're here to discuss terms. I don't know what the proper phrasing here is. We need to talk to the Queen of the Night Alliance, which I'm pretty sure is you. A wink. I know she's not looking.
She's not looking.
You could feel the wink.
She can feel it.
Like, literally.
It's burning her to the back because it's full of sun.
Well, I don't know who told you I'd be here. You're talking to the correct person. Cool. You better have brought something good for me.
Why would I bring something good for you? You're the one at the disadvantage here.
I think she's asking for a tribute.
Yeah, I know what she wants.
I mean, you're what she wants.
They all want it.
Look at them. All
and
of
he has two. He has two versions of vitamin D.
Right. I mean, you could give her a baby.
No, we've already talked about this out of character.
What, vampire babies?
No unwilling vampire babies.
No, she has to consent.
I'm not saying it would be.
Yeah. I guess that would be a tribute.
You know what? If she was like, what's her face from The Witcher, maybe this would be something that... Mm. Anyway, talk to her.
That's a great... We'll find out.
Well, I have many gifts. Let's see. Love. Good sex.
Gross.
Yes. Babies. Not burning you all to a crisp.
Mm, that's a good one.
Pick the one you like.
Huh. Come in here with a threat. And she's still not staring at you.
Not really threatening. It's just...
You did threaten to burn them all to a crisp.
You did.
I did.
It's only a threat if it's not true, right?
That's right. It's a promise, baby.
And pleasure... Scoff, she's like, pleasures. You don't know of what... the undead truly want?
No, I don't. Straight up. But I know you guys are making deals with the Purple Tentacly boys. And I don't really want you to be on their side. So...
She scoffs. She's like, if they're not going to be part of our alliance, do you have someone better?
To be part of our... You want to join? You want people to join you?
I don't think they are capable of being undead. They're like all tentacles and
pasta sauce.
I'm not even sure they have organs or blood.
They do. I saw them, but like they're just weird eyeballs and like tendons.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Accurate.
Yeah. Full of gluten.
Yeah.
Gluten and eyeballs.
Although you do both share a very like refined taste for protein.
Mm. What? New beast? Are you here to offer yourself? And she's still not looking.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's in your name. I mean, you know, no, but I don't want to be. I don't want to be you.
Hmm.
I mean, I'll show you some sweet moves on the dance floor, but that's, you know.
Fine.
Yes.
And she steps down.
Yes.
Are you gonna dance with the vampire queen?
Yeah, I'm gonna dance with the vampire queen.
Do it.
Snap her neck.
Will that stop a vampire?
Nope.
Well, I mean, it'll be
I mean,
funny,
if
though.
I take the head apart, maybe.
Yeah, you should eat the head. Okay, anyway.
All right, so she steps down. She's still not looking at you.
Yeah.
She holds out her hand.
Right, I take it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And as you go towards the dance floor, everyone kind of dances away, right? It becomes a very large circle. And like, as this view is the movie, like, the music has changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. It's a very more like, almost like Slavic kind of song that's going on. Not exactly.
Yep.
A Slavic.
That comes a oompa.
No, like a Slavic orchestra thing. It's like, it's very... I can't think of it.
Google it.
I'm not going to do that.
Anyways, no, I okay. said the...
Sure.
And so she takes you out to the dance floor, mm-hmm. and I need a strength check.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just she's a straight strongly.
Strength. Do you have any facts?
The godbound of might.
I know, but there's that's a good that. Point. Shit. Okay, like, never mind. Don't roll. Yeah, because it's a good point. Yeah. It's godbound mm-hmm. might.
I mean, I think it is in the description that in all, like...
Yes.
General feats of strength.
Like, yes, that's I forgot. So never mind. That's... She didn't know what the fuck she was getting into. Mm-hmm. All right.
She's going to try to manhandle.
Yes. Right. And it's just exactly. like.
So.
Take the bull by the horns.
Exactly.
She the bull says no.
Yeah. So she tries to lead the dance immediately.
Uh-huh. Nope.
No.
Nope.
Because they're even.
And you're in grapple range now.
Yeah. As Azrael would understand what's going on here. Like, I'm not sure if Newark does, but it's just like whoever's in charge of.
Oh.
The movement of the dance.
Yeah.
Is kind of like a very social. Between like the people observing and probably what you're able to talk of while dancing.
Okay. Yeah. Newick does not know that.
None of those social niceties yes. make its way through.
But yeah, he's going to lead the dance.
Yes.
I mean, first of all, that's a minotaur way. The bull leads and the cows follow. That's the minotaur way.
All right. So you guys start dancing. We're going to pause. Mm-hmm. What is everyone else doing? Besides these two, what is Gerlach? What's Malana? What's Brimstone doing?
I mean, I would appreciate you guys chanting, "Go Newick! Go Newick!"
I'm not going to do that.
You can do it prior to even the dancing starting. It's like this time.
I'm not happens. Supporting this dance. No.
Why? You don't want him to have another
being
undead
all
baby
shitty
mama?
To me a minute ago.
How was he being shitty?
What?
I don't even remember.
It's just about trying to show me the magic and stuff.
Yes!
Oh, wow. Such a petty little son of a gun.
It's Milana, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, fuck you. You try to be like, you can That's do right. magic. You can do any fucking goddamn magic, you piece of shit. Sorry.
I'm going to look for my vampire friend.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. he's here. You find him. He's in one of the alcoves sitting low. He's not high up.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a guy covered with worms.
You can tell he's not high up because of where he lives.
Yeah, he definitely smells of dirt.
So, where are the cool undead?
God.
This is so
what
good.
Do you mean?
The ones who are really powerful and stuff.
Oh, well, there's my prince, and he motions up to the... To...
The little boy?
No, because I still be
damn
you.
It! I'm gonna go talk to that little boy.
Yeah. motions up to just like a male human.
Yeah, I just thought that the Knights of the Lion... what are you guys calling them? Beasts of the Nightly Lions? What?
Beasts of the Night Alliance.
Right. I just assumed that there'd be like some mummies or, I don't know, some liches or big shadow dudes, you know.
Yes, well... Liches are a dangerous thing, even amongst us, but we do have mummies and others that are
around. Yeah, looking for the higher echelons.
God damn. Roll a charisma again.
Nope. Roll the same two.
Oh my god.
John's still playing Blades in the Dark. He's getting experience for failing.
He kind of laughs. Like,
Blades in the Dark.
It's a good game. Wow. You come, I invite you, and you still insult me.
I'm not insulting you in particular. I'm just looking for some good stuff.
Well, just insulting your people.
There is, and he kind of points over, this is before the dance has started. Sorry, and he points to where Newick and Azrael now standing. He's like, she's probably the most powerful person you'll ever see here.
Well, it looks like he's cow-handling her pretty well.
They haven't started the dance yet, but they're about to, but yeah.
Well... Right, he says that. That's when they should start.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so am I correct in understanding then that the vampires are the leaders of the Beast of the Knights Alliance?
She has half the control.
Who's got the other half?
The Mummy Lord, Ray 6.
Ray 6?
Where's his party?
I do not know.
Where does he hang out?
Somewhere around here, I suppose. We do not like to, or more like we do not have the privilege to talk with him at leisure.
But she's the one who can make decisions for this whole...
For us, yes. She is the prince of our princes.
Something there doesn't add up, but I'm not understanding it correctly. All right, well, thanks for showing me around in the invite. I'm going to look for something to do.
Someone else.
Okay. Do you want to go to Brimstone?
You wanted to. I
just want to go talk to that little
boy. You have a
boy.
Clear idea of what you want to do.
Because he's the tallest one. Like, he's sitting up there, and he's the tall. He's got the tallest chair.
I am the tallest.
In one of the alcoves, yeah.
Yes.
I'm the tallest.
Yes. And so, yeah, I'm going to go fly up to him invisibly.
Okay.
Get close to his ear and say, so what's your job here?
Such a creep.
Yeah, that's a very creep thing.
I'm a creep. I don't can't help it.
Even as a child, they kind of jump a little bit. Like, I'm Prince, and whoever you're talking, please respect me.
Please respect me.
Respect my authority.
What does that mean, respect you? Am I not? I'm just. What are you talking about?
A prince should always see his.
Oh, you want to see? I apologize. And I will let myself be seen by him.
Yeah. And he's like, he kind of looks at you, and it's like,
which is just, I look like a goat. Like, imagine like a kid wearing a ghost costume. That's what basically Milana looks like, except that she has a veil over and then her witch shoes now. That's the only outfit that I put on this. Yes.
He looks at you, he's like, Baba Yaga. You're what?
This is just how I like to. Yes, my fashion. What?
Well, I guess I'd say don't judge a package by its size, like me. And I shall not judge you as such either. Who are you?
I come up with a name. what have I used? I've used before Maya.
Maya. I've never heard that.
We've never met before, so I've never met me, never heard of me before, or just the name in general?
Just you. I can tell you haven't taken the embrace, so you wanted to...
I was invited here.
You didn't want to be part of my team?
What? Who is your team?
And he motions to the...
Your team?
Yes, slightly...
the sad boys?
Yeah, slightly odd that he said team. He motions to... Some of the people are, you know, sitting lower than him. And he's like, these are some of mine, and some out there dancing as well.
Are they all children?
No. The rest of them probably are adults. Let's see if there are any children. Because he probably doesn't feel great. Yeah, he doesn't. He wouldn't feel great about doing the children.
Okay.
So they're all adults.
How long have you been the prince of your team? Team, I say in air quotes.
Yeah.
Stickball? What's
exactly
this team?
For 47 years.
Is that how long you've been, I guess, how do you say... been embraced?
No, it took me at least 200 years before that to get to where I am today. Or to...
But
200... So to get to become a prince. So he's about 250 years.
I see. Huh. So when you say team, what do you mean by team?
Well, I choose people that may be suitable to take orders from me, and I give them an embrace for immortality.
Tell me why I should join your team.
We're really good at kickball. No.
Oh, poor Josh. I'm sorry.
He won the dodgeball championship 3 times.
Like,
in a row.
Let's say that I'm looking to join a team. What would you say embodies your principles, your goals, you know?
Well, one of the things, of course, is to follow Marquesa. Follow Marquesa's.
Okay, that's
whims.
Everybody's team. That doesn't really distinguish you from any other team.
And there's more power than numbers, especially since Lord Acteon has died. There's opportunity to capitalize on that.
What makes you a strong leader? I'm in a job interview.
Well, I'm able to go to many places others here cannot. Many people do not expect a child.
Oh, this is very true.
I can get to places and leverage quite well.
What's your team's, like, what's your name?
My name?
Yeah, did we already say that?
No. What is his name?
Oh, my God, his Waldo. Name.
No.
Come on, people, let's go with this little Victorian boy name.
Yeah, exactly, Victorian boy name.
Edward.
Edward's pretty good. Yeah.
Edward Cullen?
Yes.
Josh doesn't know. It's from Twilight.
Oh, his first name's Edward.
Okay, that's fine. We'll take Edward.
My name is Edward. Don't call me Ed.
Okay, Ed.
Eddie.
Edward Chester.
Edded.
Oh, Chester.
Eddie. Eddie boy. Little Eddie boy.
Mm. He kind of like gets a little pouty face on him. No.
So I'm assuming there are other princes. Do you guys all compete with each other? Is there some sort of hierarchy structure that you are all, you know, I don't know, vying for the Marquesa's attention? How does vampire promotion work?
Mm. Well, it's a very long, arduous path, and you have to be good in the masquerade. Many of these people here are trying to kill me. And of course I'm trying to kill them.
So
take over their brood.
I guess when recruiting is a very important part of the process. Like, you know, if you're a strong prince, you're getting lots of mm-hmm. recruits. So recently I've heard of a faction group that's been recruited by your kind. Sorry, apologies. Who did that recruiting of the... I think they were like... I've heard them called Spaghetti Men.
All right. Unroll charisma check.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Do we know they're called the Project?
I thought the Grunt told us.
I thought the Grunt, maybe. I would say you probably know
so
from him.
Remind me again. I have a charisma 14.
And so there's the check number on the far right.
Oh, you're 8. To roll 7. Over that. So I rolled an 8. So 7, I rolled an 8.
Okay, so you're above.
Yes, I'm above.
Okay, so what you're wondering about their alliance.
Well, I was wondering who recruited the Spaghetti Men.
Yes.
The pasta pals.
The Pastafarians.
Definitely Pastafarians between Marquesa and Racix.
Oh, so nobody of the other princes were the ones who made this alliance.
No.
What would have happened if you made that alliance?
Well, I would...
Would that have given you more power?
Of course, but I think many of these princes here would have usurped me with their greater power and...
Have
been all for naught. Make sure, you know, invest your resources where you can actually get a payout.
Who's your greatest rival?
Who is my greatest rival?
Tedward.
Is Tedward. Westward.
My greatest rival is...
Logan.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you.
Logan?
Logan
Barry?
My greatest rival is over there. And they point, like, 2 alcoves away from Marquesa.
Okay.
His name is Anton.
Anton. Mm-hmm. Well, pleasure talking to you. I will keep your very lackluster describing of your team in mind. I'm going to go and talk to other princes.
Oh, my God. All right. He will remember this.
Good. I don't care. Goodbye. And I disappear.
Brimstone's kind of just... It's not the kind of party he thought it'd be. It's formal, but there's not jumping. There's violins. And this is like they're doing the same clockwork dancing. It's just like, ugh. So he's going to grab. I don't think there's any drinks available, are there?
There are
blood drinks.
Like, yes, you grab one.
I grab one. It's full of blood. Yes. Awesome. Mm. Brimstone's down with that. He's eaten the heart before. He doesn't care.
All right. Yes, blood.
It doesn't matter to him. Mm-hmm. And he's just going to pick a random alcove and just chill out in it. And just whoever's in there, he's just going to talk to them.
Right.
I don't know. So I'm just randomly going here. I'm not sure who
do you approach? Yeah, what do they look like?
He's going to find an alcove of vampire babes. And he's just going to be like, hey!
Hey,
there definitely is at least one of those that's very... voluptuous.
Awesome. And he's just going to like, he's going to like, he's going to just like make his way into the alcove. And if there's an empty spot, he's just going to pop himself down.
So a couple of them at the lower row just like pretend it's like, oh, you're supposed to be here. All the other ones are like,
And there's like a high seat one and everything.
Yeah, there's a
too.
High seat one and she's just like, and so, she's like, what are you doing here?
what are you doing here? Oh my God, yes, I love it.
What are you talking about? Or there's a party, there's Brimstone. And I was here for a party, but it seems kind of not as popping as I thought it'd be. You know, for people in the Beasts of the Night Alliance, you guys aren't as beast as I thought you'd be. And he takes a sip of his blood wine, or blood, whatever, he's like...
I totally picture like where whatever like ballroom this this party's going on the backside, like the opposite street has blood drive today.
Oh my god, yeah.
And everybody's giving blood and they're just like shuffling it back to the drink.
Thanks.
Yeah. And he's like, and I came here with some friends too, so
we're not party animals. If you want to be with the beasts, go hang with those mangy werewolves.
Where they hang at? Somewhere down here. Well, they have a party tonight too?
I don't know.
Oh. Lame. You know, why? You're in the highest seat over here, and I thought you would know more, but apparently you don't.
Why do you think you're so cool?
And Brimstone like gets up and he just gestures at himself like, look at me.
Just like flexes.
Like, what? What do you mean?
Go ahead and roll charisma.
Two words, bow low.
I have to roll higher than an 8, correct?
8 or higher.
All right, let's see. I got a natural 20.
Oh my god.
Well, actually, you are pretty cool.
Exactly.
Like, he pours the blood over himself all sexy. Like,
down his suit.
It's exactly right.
Gave me a first glance side eye view, like, and then like after the full view, it's right. Like, oh wow, okay, yeah, never like, mind, my bad.
Oh, and she kind of puts her finger up to her lip, of course. Like, well, and stupid. She's like,
stupid.
You're quite a drink, and it, you know, her fang shows as she says that. It's like, well, let's hang out. Oh,
sure, yeah, let's hang out.
Did you bring Jem with you?
No. But the thing is Brimstone also doesn't know that. As far as like Nuek came in and said, I know this guy named Nux. He knows about crystals, and that is as much as I knew. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that they don't like.
Right. Vampires, so no, you're like fine. I was just curious.
And so there's room on her, on most of these seats, high seats.
Oh, sick.
And she kind of like pats right next to her.
Yes. Cuddle the ice block.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And as you come up,
a song of fire and ice.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
A string out. Ensemble of fire and ice.
She kind of like warms up to you, even though as she gets really close to you, she's just ice cold.
Yeah,
and she puts her hand like on top of your pecs, and she's like,
"Oh."
She's like, "Go ahead and tell me all about yourself."
Well,
where do I begin? She's gonna regret.
We're just gonna like. Like
Jada Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just backstory. On and on. I imagine like this will go on.
Yeah.
And I'll just say the things I omit. I omit that my child is a gem child. Because the last time somebody knew I had a gem child, they got kidnapped. So I don't tell them the gem properties of my child. I do say I'm a dad. And I like
I'm a single dad.
It's tough, whatever, blah blah blah. Yeah.
It's real hard out there. It's real impressive.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's been rough. You know, I've been learning that child raising is just it's full of dangers. You just never knew to expect.
It's probably just like me with my brood. I always have to watch over them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Becky, stop pulling Stephanie's hair.
Becky, stop it.
Becky.
And she's like,
sorry, bud.
So,
I wonder if I tell her about my associates. I don't think she would know anything about Shalazar, but I tell her my whole backstory about Shalazar too and whatever.
That guy sounds like a jerk.
Ew, he is.
Yeah,
he's got
two faces.
I'm going to find him. I'm going to put him in his place. Mm-hmm. But I got to deal with some other stuff first.
Yeah, as I was about to say, as you're telling this more story, her whole brood is just kind of like at your feet now.
Yeah.
Like,
awesome.
Wow, tell me more stories. Your lust for vengeance gets me all sloppy.
You know, I feel like I was completely wrong about this part.
So strong, yet so tender.
Tabitha's has totally into him. And if she's into him, then I'm into him.
I know that he can break me, but he's got so many sensitive emotions.
Alright, everyone play the brood now.
I just want to nurture him to death.
My god, I have such a thing for the bad boys. And he's a dad.
And he's a father.
He's a bad boy, but he seems like he has a heart of gold.
He's bad, but he cares for people too.
Yeah. It's like, I could reform him.
alive.
Oh no!
I could, like, I could fix him.
We could fix him. Oh, take away his pain.
Oh my god!
Oh, yes. That's a good point.
I want to eat his heart.
I wonder what his blood tastes like. Exactly. It just escalates to that.
Oh, that's right. We are vampires.
We're vampires.
I want to feel the fire flowing through him.
I bet he's so hot inside.
Wow.
While the artist is swooning over you. You view that there's probably an opportunity to ask a question.
Yeah, I'll ask them about, because we do have a mission objective, and I will be responsible for once. I will ask if they know anything about the project.
You should ask that in character.
Yeah. Okay, so, I'm not just here to tell you all about my life story. I'm also here a little bit on business, and may chance you ladies know anything about a thing called the project.
And the one at the top, she's like, of course.
Rolls her eyes.
Exactly. She rolls her eyes. Like, of course. Marquesa's always talking about them.
Oh, Marquesa.
Yeah, the one that's dancing with the Minotaur?
Baby Blue Minotaur. Yeah.
She's like,
exactly. And as everyone kind of looks at this dance, she's like, ooh. Seems like Marquess is not in charge here right now.
Oh, hey, that's my buddy Newek over there.
Oh, really? Yeah. And they are even more swooning right now because they see an opportunity.
You could ask me what turns me on. I'll let you ask that question.
But yes, the project.
He's a bad boy, but he's also powerful.
Exactly. The inner monologue is just like, oh my god, there's an opportunity to be the prince kind of deal. So, yeah, she's like, oh, well.
No,
the project, they're really useful, to be honest, even though Marquess is like, showing. They're really useful, though, because the Crystal Kaze fucks us up. Not gonna lie.
What's the Crystal Kaze? Or, no, I mean, like, what is it exactly? Do you know more or anything about it?
It's like it's a whole bunch of pieces now. It's really windy, and if the wind touches us, just psh, there we're gone.
A minute of like brimstone, like looking dead eye, just like straight ahead, like putting two and two together. Like, gemstone, she shot wind from her hands before. Oh no!
There's a whole bunch of other really dangerous things, but we just want to destroy it all.
Brimstone's like, oh no!
He's like,
oh no!
Yeah, that sounds like it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
We use them because they can't be killed by it like us. And, scratch one back, scratch the other,
Right,
there's a whole bunch of other stuff, but I'm not part of Marquesa and Rasiex's, clique.
Oh, yeah. So you guys have, a division going on between all you? I mean, I figured you'd all, since you're an alliance, as the name implies, I thought you'd be all chummy. You guys got, little... things going between each other.
It's always tenuous at best, honey. And of course, she feels you up as she's saying this kind of deal.
We just need a strong boy to unite us.
Yeah, I think that's the next her next play. It's just like, you could maybe with him. And he looks at Newegg. He's like, maybe you could help us out. And she of course, bees as sultry as possible to you as she says that and moves her body in ways. Even though it means nothing to her, but right. You are of living and she has an idea.
God,
you can think about that and we can go on.
None of these vampire babes, as hot as they are good mother material for my child who is like death to them. So this just wouldn't work out. Brimstone's like, I gotta find a way to get out of this situation.
That's his inner monologue.
This would be fun for a night, but not for life.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. All right, Azriel.
What's up?
What are you doing? You've seen now Newark on the dance floor. He's just kind of like, he's
tearing shit up.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, step up. Was that him?
Stomp the yard.
Yes, that's more like it. Like, I picture Marquesa in, like, I'm holding kind of like under her arms, like her and like boom, 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 boom,
playing with a doll.
Mm-hmm.
God.
So, do I pick up the vibe that?
You know exactly what's going on.
This is diminishing her power?
Socially, like what I described earlier, you know all the cues to look for.
Is this like a permanent thing?
No. Okay. This is in the moment.
Okay. That they think Newick is their new daddy?
More of like, not necessarily new daddy, but...
they think less of her?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. like they think less of her, and that the reason of like thinking less of her is thus then they see there's an opportunity, right, to become the next troop, you know, the prince of princes,
right?
A chess is weak.
Because it's like, oh, this is a minotaur, and for most people, it'd be like, oh, it's just a minotaur,
right?
So the optics right now is like, you can't handle a minotaur. Like, what happened? Like,
yeah,
there might be more going on with her, right, is what they're probably running through their minds.
I'm just trying to think of what I could do. I don't really know. I feel like we've gotten information that the mummy guy is the other part of it, but I don't know that.
Right.
I mean, I could tell you that.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, you could be converging at certain points right now, kind of deal.
I would, I would like to know that so I can try and figure out where he is.
I can't believe it's just a bunch of vampires in here. I thought the cool kids would be here. Like all those mummies, they're led by Xerxes. Something. I don't
Zyrtec.
Know. Whatever his name is. I don't know. But then the mummies aren't here. And I asked about liches, and they're like, oh, liches are uncontrollable.
Okay.
Freaking vampires.
Marchesa probably has like a second in command or something.
Oh, yeah. For
like
sure.
A concierge or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
I'd like to find them and, yeah, I'll just tell them, you know, whoever it is, hey, you know, I don't really want to be here. I don't think you really want me to be here. Why don't you tell me where I can find the mummy and we'll get out of your hair?
You say the mummy's name.
Yeah.
They're like, this person's like, well.
I mean, you gotta know something.
Of course, but right now your friend is making a mocking of my prince.
Yeah, so the sooner we leave, the better it'll be for you. Seems like nothing but net.
What are your words?
Command, son, okay, and fertility.
Yeah, that's why I make sure, because I don't want to really, I didn't think you needed to roll. Yeah. You're like,
why don't you just tell me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
He's like, fine, take your brute away as fast as possible. They are...
2 mausoleums over.
No. I need to go look at my...
The one with the big sphinx on in front of it.
Right, right. Yeah, walk till you get to the pyramid. You can't miss it.
Go back where you came, and you go straight and turn, instead of going left or right, and you get past the skeletons. You'll find them.
Skeletons.
Cool. All right. I'm going to try and track down Milana, and...
I'm flying down.
Yeah.
Milana, you see...
And Gerlach and...
Oh, I guess was talking to a child.
Gerlach is muttering himself, you know, I used to want to be a vampire. I thought vampires were going to be cool.
I'm going to... And I'd like to see that I find Brimstone in a, like, a pile of women. A
pile of very He's beautiful like, women.
Aren't I on the high chair?
You're
though?
On the high chair.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. They're, like, high they're like all draped down. Over you.
Yeah. There's like oh, there's like a V left of
you look like the
Brimstone
cover of
showing.
A 20s
it's like
pulp
a bunch
novel.
Of like ants swarming over his body, bees.
I don't even like vampire music now.
Like two of them turned into birds and are like bats and are perched on the chair.
Their princesses are seem stupid, is what Moana's saying.
You know they can't cross running water.
Hey, Brimstone.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, my. Sorry, ladies. My friend's calling me, and Brimstone's like, this is a good excuse to get out of here.
Pushes them all off. Yeah. Scrapes them all off.
Yeah, just scrapes.
Come back to
us. I really wish I still had that one ring that I had when I was in D&D where nothing can restrain
oh,
me.
Yeah,
so it just
yeah.
walks through them.
Yeah,
like,
it's like,
you do move through them. You shed them off. But they're like, they're like, oh. Make sure to visit us again.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, and as soon as he gets to ask, he's like, we gotta fucking kill all these vampires. They want to destroy my child. He says that in a hush whisper.
Oh, I mean, maybe.
They don't like the crystal. The crystal kaze. They don't like the crystal. The crystal kills the undead. And and the way they described it, it sounds just like Jem. It sounds just like her.
I'm flying down from the...
I'm imagining that I've, like, lassoed everyone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I imagine I said, like,
yeah, he already gathered you two, and then, yeah. And he's just like,
I mean, I wouldn't mind killing a bunch of vampires. I don't know if that can happen right now.
Yeah, I'm
gonna be... Oh, and then Bruce says, and it sounds like whatever the whole thing with the project is, Marchesa is one of the big parts of it.
I think if you want to start some rumors, they could just eat each other. They all seem so, like... Inner party fighting.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great.
I'm gonna be honest.
Whatever.
These vampires seem like a bunch of tossers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They're
just kind of garbage.
They're all just.
They're the undead that can be defeated by a leaky toilet running across the floor.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, Gerlach, astute observation.
It's just a dumb weakness.
I mean, if you want, I could like flame on and just like start incinerating them as we walk out of here.
Before you do that, let's go. If you are, I guess, let me know if you truly are going to do that or not.
I'm talking right now.
Yes, we're discussing the possibility of murdering a bunch of vampires.
Look, at the very least, I don't think we're going to get a lot of useful stuff out of them.
No, they seem really
they seem like hot garb.
Really bad. Like, that boy up there, he had the tallest chair. That means nothing. He's an idiot. He couldn't even tell me why it was worth being a vampire. He was just like, oh, it took him 200 years to be a prince. That's so long. He's worthless. And he's one of their top tier princes. 200 years? Worthless.
That's actually pretty good for masquerade, I think.
And I'd like to point out again.
I know, just out of character.
It's just Milana's being this way.
Yeah. I'd like to point out again that being a vampire would just suck.
He's a little boy. Put him out of his misery.
Ha! Ha ha!
Wow.
I witness you. It's terrible. I heard you the first four times.
I'm just pointing out there is no benefit to becoming a vampire.
So
it's a poor life choice, death choice, whatever it is.
I think we'd be doing them a favor if we just put them all out of their misery.
It kind of sounds to me like this mummy wears the pants in the relationship anyhow.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Well, I mean, they didn't even... Yes. All I got from him was that she pulled them in, but the project or whatever, but nothing else. Nobody else did anything.
Well, we don't want them working with the project.
No.
No.
And if the vampires want to work with the project.
And that weakens the project, right? Does that lower the influence?
Maybe.
You have not so far found the thing that generates the ward.
It's probably the mummy.
Oh, we forgot to ask about the ward. It's probably the mummy.
Let's find out.
Seems like,
let's go I'll tell you what, before we kill them.
Before you light them all up, I'll let my friend know that he should go back to his hole.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to light them up yet. Let's go talk to the mummy.
We'll go talk to the mummy, but we need to figure out if Newick is a vampire or not.
Yeah, let's go back to Newick.
Okay.
So you are dancing the floor, and you are just leading it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've kind of described how you're kind of dancing with
her. Yeah, right. And like, I'm intentionally dancing in a way that keeps her off her balance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's a lot of throws involved.
Yes.
There. Like, throwing her up and catching her and, like, pulling her out and swinging her back in. And like
you're pulling taffy out there.
Yeah. It's like a...
You're like inventing swing dance.
Basically. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and it's like 30 seconds in.
Yeah.
You can always feel like... Like, there is definitely a supernatural power.
Yeah, that she's trying.
Yeah, it's like, if you were Kinu, you'd be like, I would have been fucked.
Yeah.
You can feel there is just so much power, even though she's like a small frame, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad I didn't dance with her.
I feel like this isn't the first time Nuek's done this thing in a party where he just dances with somebody and throws them around while dancing.
He dances with all the pretty ladies.
Yeah.
He does most of the time. It goes badly. Yeah, but so far, so good. There is so much power emanating off of her that you're able to, at least in brute force, just be like, you're keeping in check. And so after about 30 seconds of this dance, which you don't know, but people know is a fairly long dance for the score that's being played. This whole time hasn't been looking at you. And about 30 seconds in, she finally like looks at you.
Yeah.
Proper.
Yeah.
And so I need a spirit save.
Okay. Cool.
They do.
Didn't hit that one, but I'm gonna bank it. We're gonna
okay.
Roll this one. Try to
roll.
I rolled a 9. Okay. I needed a higher than a 12.
Mm.
Oh no, that's a 6. This might be a time to use an effort.
Yeah, probably sounds pretty good.
Maybe not get dominated.
It's definitely. She looks at you, and it's just these like just pitch black eyes that look back at
you.
And
she's
you just
got the smolder.
Yeah. When they had those eye lenses that cover your entire, their camera, what they're called, but anyway.
And she looks at you, and you can just feel like just a chill run down you, but you're able to, with effort, shake it off. And she like grits her teeth, and like she's losing composure.
Yeah.
You can say. She grits her teeth, and you can see her fangs. And she's like, what do you want?
I mean, I guess, you know, while we're dancing, hey, I do have a favor to ask. Hey, any chance you could drop the ward that's protecting the, you know, purple eye tentacle, the project, that's what it's called.
I cannot, but if you let me lead the rest of this dance, I will tell you who can.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, like, no one's bigger than you, right? I mean, I don't want to, like, diminish your power. I mean, but,
right,
like...
Right now, you're making a mockery of me.
Yeah, really? I thought this was going good.
No.
Well, okay. I mean, that's like a thing, right? Like, we're I'll let you lead. It's cool.
Okay, and that, yeah, you let down. And, yeah. Yeah, like, because you're so strong, it's not like being jerked around.
Right,
but
right,
it's,
right.
It's a very... Between her guidance now, yeah. Like, you two are dancing, like, fantastic. Like,
right.
New X never danced like this
yeah,
before.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of deal.
Are they flying?
Sure. Yeah, at some point.
Like, yeah, because New X Dance was like embarrassing for
right.
Like the prim and proper vampires, and mm-hmm. Now it's like more like refined.
Right.
And, yeah.
Sure. And so she's like, so she takes back control, and you can see she regathers her mm-hmm. composure. She's like, Rossiex mm-hmm. has the holy relic.
Okay. Who's that?
Called it. Who did you say that? Rossiex is a mummy lord.
Stronger than you?
Yes.
Wow.
Very much so.
Huh. Well, maybe you should up your game. I mean, no offense. But,
well.
I mean, what happens if I kill him? Does it help you?
Absolutely.
Do you owe me one, then?
However, I will warn you.
Yeah?
That he's not easy to kill.
Okay. What's his weakness?
I don't know.
No, you could just tell me. It's cool. Like, I mean, if it's ice cream or whatever, like, fine. Like, we can, like, you know.
She kind of moves you in a certain way
right.
Of like that you can tell she's like, I don't know. Well, however, he guards a giant femur of a black dragon worm.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That would have the, I don't know if you asked for the war or whatever, but
yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
That would have the holy relic that was created
okay.
For this alliance with us.
Okay. So what's his name again?
Rossiex,
yeah, and he's got a black dragon femur, and that's a relic that's like powering the ward, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and if I kill him, like you and me are tight.
Yes, but when you think he is dead,
mm-hmm.
And his body may go away into ashes,
mm-hmm. Right?
He will come back again.
Okay, so what if we get rid of the ashes?
My assassins have tried.
Really? That's
and
crazy.
Nothing has so far killed him.
Wow. Well, that's terrible.
He does not come back right away, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It
right.
takes a few days.
Yeah.
He always comes back again.
Hmm. It's crazy. Okay. Well, we'll do what I can. You know. Hey, you know, this has been lovely. Like, I liked how I got to, like, lead for a while, and then you got to lead, and, like, everybody's cool.
Right. So the dance goes on.
Yeah.
Shadow C64 gave 100 bits for New York Lord of the Dance, of course.
Yes, yes.
And at the end, the song comes, like, the crescendo. It comes to the end, kind of slows, like, the elongated note at the end, you could
mm-hmm,
say.
Yeah.
She bows you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she puts her mouth near your neck.
Oh.
And she's like, not today, but another day. And she kisses it and puts you back up.
Gross. Oh, yeah, no.
That's okay. It's cool.
Now New York wants another friend. He's made another fucking goddamn
collecting. He's got like a Pokemon collection of...
Yeah, I know. It's like a punch card of like, I made a friend with a bugbear.
Yep.
I made a friend with a vampire human.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. SSU, yeah.
All right.
Went places I wasn't expecting.
As usual.
Yes. All right, so everyone else there, you see the stuff go on and then the dance is over and I don't...
We all get back together.
Yeah, yeah, it's I can't remember his name.
Is it the mummy?
Yeah, yeah, the mummy lord, of course.
Yes.
What's his name?
All right. Rasix.
Rachel Google.
Rasix.
Yeah, you guys don't know either.
Trixie.
Rasis.
Rasis. Rasis.
Rasis species.
A Rassy chart?
Yeah. And so we got to go there. And, like, he's, like, a bad, bad dude, apparently. Like, this vampire lady was, like, freaked out by him. Like, she said he's, like, impossible to kill.
Okay.
Like, you can even turn him into ash, and, like, he doesn't care.
What do you mean? Like, he doesn't care? If he turns to ash and then...
Like, he just comes back.
Well, if you put ash in a jar?
I think he can break the jar. Because he's, like, really powerful.
Hmm.
Brimstone, just to clarify.
And, like, he's got the... A dragon... like, a... leg bone of a dragon, and that's like his superpower thing that we can get dominion from.
If you,
yeah, that too.
If we defile it,
if we theoretically ran back and got Jem, that'd be bad.
Wait, so why would we want to bring Jem?
So she can kill.
Do you have the?
I'm not gonna
is it the crystal? Because we were talking about the crystal, right? The crystal's the thing that kills these things. Yeah. Do you still have the kitty cat dagger knife?
Oh, now you want magic? Yeah.
Who had the...
Kitty cat killer. Yeah, right here.
It's the one that had the crystal,
yeah, it's
right?
But it's just like a needle. It's
yeah,
very
it's,
small.
It's super...
I like the stress that was the fake kitty cat killer.
Yes, Gerlach, we know.
You know, it's really convenient that it's in a hidden knife and you can just like, you know, just...
Does it have enough power off of it that it could ghost somebody?
Yeah.
Can I discern
so
that?
With your words, Milana, you are fairly sure that it can't really produce a lot of wind, but you're fairly sure if you were to stab a fair amount of these vampires, you're not sure about the top princes, but the vast majority of here, if you're to stab them, they'd be done.
Okay. So, but we need this. We're trying to do it for
mummy
basically
dad.
For the big bad mummy man.
Yeah, his name's
what?
Ryburn. right.
Ronald
might be Reinald.
Rexus.
Reinald. Yeah. Reinald. Mummy Lord.
Rhino.
So. I don't know if this little... I mean, I would prefer we don't bring a child here.
What if we were just, like, break part of her off and put her
in
the dagger?
Wow, no.
I'm opposed
absolutely
to that.
Absolutely not.
100%.
Well, Gerlach does it all the time.
I could heal her.
Does she shit?
Yeah.
No, I think we've discussed this before.
Crystals?
Yeah. But she does not shit crystals Akaze.
No.
Damn it. We could have used child's
gem. I'm just talking like a finger.
Yeah, just like...
No, absolutely not.
But wait, Gerlach does it.
Please bring no harm to my child.
And it's fine.
Do we even know if she can feel pain?
Yes.
Yeah.
She can feel fear. Okay. I know that.
Yeah, no, she got hurt.
By
the cat monster, yeah.
Fear is a healthy emotion. That's a good one to have.
What are you talking about?
Can't like...
It helps keep you
awake. Isn't there like a god of death who can like keep things dead once they kill them?
Yes, his name's Gerlach.
It's name.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think
Milana rolls her eyes.
I think it should be heavily implied. I don't know if Nook would be able to articulate this, but when she said her assassins weren't able to, you could pretty much imply that the word murder did not kill this person.
Yeah, but if we can dust him, I think maybe Gerlach could cloak him, and like that might do it.
I don't know. I haven't been able to cloak anybody in a really long time.
Yeah, but if it's just a pile of ashes,
maybe
like even you could do that, right?
I guess.
Yeah. You're my boy, that's right. You're gonna get there, man. It's cool. Like, we all go through it. You get the yips sometimes, man. It's cool.
Wow.
Okay.
The yips?
I'd like to go back to the other plan.
Well.
All right, to the mummy house.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna go kill a mummy.
Mummy lord. Or at least break his dragon bone and...
There's something about skeletons I heard.
Yeah, you. That's,
no problem.
That's like your deal.
Supposed to get by the skeletons. I got it.
Don't worry about it. Cracks her fingers.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to see how that all turns out next time.
We don't have time?
On Tales from Moxery. Nope. Mm-hmm. And you can find the show at geekspective.com and also on our YouTube. If you really liked what we were doing, it would be great for you to support us on Patreon, patreon.com/geekspective, especially since we're going to get new internet soon. That's going to cost some money. And you can find me on Twitter, Josh Long, at EvilDMJosh.
I'm Brother John. I'm kind of active, inactive on Twitter, but you can find me at Monochrome Guy.
Oh, yeah. Amber, you can find me on Twitter at Rocket Orca. I'm very active on Twitter, so come check my shit out there. Stuff I do, rocketorca.com, geekspective.com, podcast, Shapeshift.
I'm John. I got nothing. Bye.
Wow.
I'm Chris, and I like toys.
Show them your toys.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Hi, I'm Dave. You can find me on Twitter at Monochrome Guy with no underscores whatsoever. It's just all one thing together. I do lots of interesting stuff. Pretty good follow, quite frankly. and thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope that it was impactful for you as it was for me. I look forward to meeting you all again in 2 weeks and sharing this really heartfelt experience again. Thank you.
Thanks, and we'll see you all in 5 minutes or less. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Tales from Moxferry. If you dig what you heard, leave a review, and more importantly, tell your friends. That is the best way to help us out. If you'd like to help out even more, become a patron at patreon.com/geekspective. If you'd like to see how it's all made, join Josh every Sunday at 8:30 p.m. EST on the Geekspective Twitch channel for GM Prep. You can catch a live stream of Tales from Moxferry every other Saturday on the Geekspective Twitch channel at 6 p.m. EST. I want to thank Rudy Basso for editing the podcast and for making the opening recap. If you need someone to edit your podcast, you can find him on Twitter at Rudy Basso. I also want to thank Rob Anderson for making the kick-ass theme music. If you want him to make you some music, you can find him on Twitter at Potentially Rob. Thanks for listening. Catch you in 2 weeks or less.